India and Pakistan are to open talks tomorrow, the first formal meetings between the two neighbors and nuclear rivals in nearly 3 years. On the agenda will be issues ranging from their dispute over Kashmir to nuclear security. Pakistan and India have fought three wars, two over Kashmir, since becoming independent nations in 1947. Here to talk about the prospects for this week's meetings is Carl Inderfirth, a former Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia. Thanks very much for joining us.
Delighted to be here.
These are going to be sort of mid-level talks in Islamabad. What made these talks possible?
Well, I think that in astrological terms, the stars are moving into the proper alignment for India and Pakistan to begin to seriously address their long-standing dispute over Kashmir, all of these disputes going back to 1947 when the two countries became independent. I think you see in both countries strong political leadership that's focused on resolving these differences, Prime Minister Vajpayee in India and President Musharraf in Pakistan. And I think you see in both countries a constituency for peace that's developing, which is very encouraging.
But these two men met back in January. You see them as really the drivers of a real rapprochement now?
Well, Prime Minister Vajpayee has tried three times during his tenure as Prime Minister, at Lahore in 1999, at Agra in 2001. He has said that this is his third and final push for peace, because he is getting older. He has to take that into account. Mm-hmm. And I think what's happening now with President Musharraf is that for a variety of reasons, this is the right time for him to have a reciprocal approach to India and to try to get out of this bind that they've been in for so long.
India accuses Pakistan of supporting terrorism in Kashmir. It's a charge Pakistan denies. Kashmir is a predominantly Muslim region, which is why Pakistan wants it. Are these two sides really expected to tackle that fundamental issue, or is this just a small step on the road?
It is important that when they decided to have this meeting that will take place this week, they had signed a joint statement in Islamabad. This was last month at a SARC summit, a regional cooperation summit meeting. And in that statement, President Musharraf reassured Prime Minister Vajpayee that he will not permit any territory under Pakistan's control to be used to support terrorism in any manner. So President Musharraf has made this commitment. Right now, the Indians say that this kind of activity is way down. Part of that is the winter weather, by the way, because of these high Himalayan passes with snow and the rest, you can't infiltrate too much at that time. But if, as they move into the spring, if India remains convinced that Musharraf is serious about that pledge, then I think real progress can be made.
Why this sea change? I mean, is there something in the international arena, this, the overall war on terrorism, these kinds of factors that are driving these two countries?
Well, for the Indians and Prime Minister Vajpayee, again, I think that he has had a long-standing commitment to try to find a new direction with Pakistan. They're also approaching elections, and peace is popular in India right now. India is doing very well. When I was there 2 weeks ago, there's a theme that the government is using called India Shining. It is a country that is showing remarkable economic progress. It has the best relations it's had in its history with the United States, this going back to the Clinton administration and being pursued by the Bush administration. It's talking with China. India's hot right now, and the election is proving to be a platform for Vajpayee to push his peace proposals. Now, Pakistan is of a different case. I think President Musharraf has so many problems right now. Most recently, the problems with Pakistan's father of their nuclear program, A.Q. Khan, acknowledging that he had been selling Pakistani nuclear secrets to countries. This adds to Musharraf's problems. I think what Musharraf wants is for there to be a subtraction of his problems. And if he can find some way to normalize relations with India, that will subtract from his problems, and I think that that will be a good thing for him.
Carl Inderfirth was Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia during the Clinton administration. Now he's Professor of International Affairs at George Washington University. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.